Asheville, North Carolina, renowned for its arts community and often cited as one of the happiest places in the USA, welcomes 500 booksellers and a record number of publishers and their authors early next week for the 10th anniversary of the American Booksellers Association's Winter Institute. More than 80 writers will participate in evening author receptions, and John Green will look back on 10 years of Looking for Alaska in a keynote. With all the details, Jim Milley at Publishers Weekly editorial director joins me now from New York, and welcome back to Beyond the Book, Jim.
Nice to be here, Chris.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing about this program, which, as we said, is now celebrating its 10th anniversary. And you know, take us back over those 10 years, and what was the thinking at ABA behind putting together this Winter Institute?
It really does have an interesting history, Chris. It was started with the idea of giving booksellers who couldn't make it to the BEA show an option, and more of a local option, to take part of some educational programming, as well as to mingle with some authors. So the first year they had it out in California, because the Book Expo has most recently been in New York. So the thinking was, all right, a lot of these West Coast booksellers can't make it out to the East Coast, so we'll bring a little BEA to California.
But it's grown over time and really has kind of established itself as a very special kind of conference, because what it's about is booksellers getting a chance to meet authors.
Right. It really has evolved very quickly, as a matter of fact. One thing that really happened to help it along the way was in the first one, Sarah Grun's Water for Elephants was one of the books featured there, and she was one of the authors there. And with the help of the independent publishing community, it became one of that year's biggest sellers. So seeing that, publishers became more willing to sign on to it, and within a couple of years, it's grown to its 500 level, which the ABA wants to cap, because, as you alluded to, they're trying to make it special and for certainly different than BEA, and one of the things they prize is keeping it, a rather intimate affair.
Well, I guess that's right. In fact, I saw online that the hotel registrations are all booked up. So it's going to be a busy place and a group that really can have a chance to meet each other in a really wonderful setting, judging by the pictures. But what Orrin Tyker at ABA has really emphasized is a point you've made, which is, apart from the education and the connection, is this notion that the Winter Institute is a catalyst for up-and-coming authors, and maybe even driving some of their books into best-selling ranks.
You're absolutely right. And publishers have really tailored the authors they sent to Winter Institute to ones that they think that will be well-received by the booksellers and resonate with them. I mean, you mentioned John Green, and in the interview we had with him leading up to this, he mentions very fondly going to Winter Institute 5 years ago when he was not quite the famous author he is today, and how they helped build his career by being very, very supportive of his earlier works before Fault in Our Stars became the breakout hit it did become.
Right. And one of the things that Green also says in that interview is not only that it's helped to drive his career, but those independent booksellers and that hand selling that still goes on has opened up new authors to him. He's really found a kind of a two-way street here. They've helped John with his career, but they also help him understand what other writers are doing.
Right. And that's always been really the secret to the success of the independent bookseller, the hand selling and knowing what their customers were like. We hear so much about discoverability nowadays online and what's the best way you can learn and discover a writer online, and what algorithm can Amazon or somebody else come up with, when the independent bookseller, they really rely on our customers are loyal to us and we know what they like, and we think these are the books that really will appeal to them.
Well, indeed. And, you know, it's not just John Green who'll be there. We've mentioned there'll be dozens of authors, and some other keynotes for the Winter Institute include Sarah Lewis discussing creativity and learning from failure. And on Wednesday, Nazar Nafizi, best known for reading Lolita in Tehran, is going to discuss building community and the role of bookstores in bringing literature to everybody. And Jamilia, you know, this is at a moment when the independent booksellers seem to be enjoying a bit of a resurgence in their ranks. We're seeing more bookstores opening than closing, which is always a good sign. But tell us about how what the Winter Institute does fits in with the current state of bookselling, independent bookselling. We've got programs, you know, I love these titles because it gives you an idea of how very current all of this is. One of the education sessions is going to be what you need to know about crowdfunding. There'll be one on campaigning for diversity, expanding your inventory and customer base, and even creating a local business alliance to benefit your business. So this is really as up-to-date as it gets.
Right. And I think you hit upon a couple of really key themes. You know, current is certainly what, you know, booksellers are nowadays. I think for the most part, the image of sort of an old ex-English teacher running a bookstore is pretty much long gone. And the booksellers who've survived so many challenges from the expansion of the superstores to, you know, the emergence of Amazon and online retailing, and then most recently ebooks, the people who are there now are, you know, pretty well established in their communities and have weathered a lot of issues over the time. And part of that has been by adopting some of these new techniques and strategies. The building a community alliance is one thing that Oren Tyker certainly has pushed, you know, in it's sort of a subset of the buying local movement, which has really grown up across the country. And booksellers have been at the forefront of this. Most of the listeners probably know what it is. It's really to emphasize, you know, buying from local merchants and keeping the dollars in the local community.
Well, indeed, and we often see Oren Tyker at the Miami Book Fair. He's been on some programs with Andrew Albanese, your colleague, and myself there, and that usually immediately precedes Thanksgiving and the Small Business Saturday effort that ABA has pioneered.
Right, exactly. They've done a good job of trying to make booksellers more high profile as well, and really to celebrate the independent retailer, you know, in this case, obviously, a bookstore. But it does, you know, tap into, you know, I think there's a bit of a zeitgeist out there that a lot of communities want to support their local retailers when they can.
Think global, read local, I guess is one way to put it.
I think that's fair.
That's right. Jim Milliot, Editorial Director for Publishers Weekly, thanks so much for joining us on Beyond the Book with a preview of the upcoming ABA Winter Institute.
Nice to be with you.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.